On Thursday, Governor Kelly issued a verbal state of disaster emergency proclamation due to increased fire weather conditions beginning today, Friday, March 14th, and continuing through the weekend. And this declaration allows resources to be used to provide state assistance. Governor Kelly said weather conditions are such that a high risk exists for wildland fires in the coming days, so she urges everyone across the state to use extreme caution and avoid burning, which will help your local firefighters by avoiding any activity that may spark a fire. The forecast includes high wind and red flag warnings due to ongoing drought, dry vegetation, and low humidity in the mid-20s to low teens. A few isolated storms may also develop Friday afternoon that could become strong and possibly severe, with the main hazard being damaging winds. Bill Wong, the fire department officer with the Kansas Forest Service, said the major concern for this round of fire weather is the consecutive days of elevated fire danger. He said once a fire is established, it will be very difficult to suppress under these conditions, and if there has been any intentional burning in the area, you need to check and recheck the burns. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management will staff the State Emergency Operations Center with their emergency support function partners starting today to assist counties and local responders if requested. Residents across north central Kansas experienced a jolt in the early hours of Thursday morning as a series of earthquakes rattled the region centered near Glen Elder. According to the United States Geological Survey, the first and most significant tremor struck at 2:25 a.m., registering a magnitude of 3.2 on the Richter scale, and the epicenter was located on the south side of Glen Elder at a depth of approximately 3.1 miles. Just over half an hour later, at 2:58 a.m., a second earthquake occurred, and this time it was centered 1 kilometer southwest of Glen Elder within Wakanda Lake. This tremor measured 2.7 on the Richter scale, also at a depth of approximately 3.1 miles. And residents also noted that they experienced subsequent aftershocks throughout the early morning hours. While no immediate reports of significant damage have been received, the overnight earthquakes have undoubtedly stirred the community and placed the region's seismic activity under close scrutiny. The United States Geological Survey continues to monitor the area for any further developments. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Stevens County Health Department has confirmed a positive case of measles in a resident of their county, and this is the first confirmed measles case in Kansas since 2018. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said it's unknown if the case is linked to any ongoing outbreaks in the United States, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Stevens County Health Department are notifying people who might have been exposed to the disease. Early symptoms of measles include a fever of more than 101 degrees, a runny nose, a cough, and red, watery eyes. According to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, usually 1 to 4 days after these early symptoms, a red rash appears on the face and spreads to the rest of the body. Measles symptoms typically develop 10 to 14 days after exposure, and symptoms can develop as soon as 7 days and as long as 21 days after exposure. The respiratory disease caused by the virus spreads through the air by breathing, coughing, or sneezing, and measles can spread from an infected person to others from 4 days before to 4 days after the rash appears. The health department advised that because measles is a highly infectious disease, it's very important for anyone exposed and experiencing symptoms to isolate from others, with the exception of visiting a healthcare provider. Health experts say the best way to prevent measles is to get the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends children get their first dose at 12 to 15 months of age and a second dose at age 4 to 6 years. And infants aged 6 through 11 months should get the MMR vaccination if traveling outside of the United States. Adults are protected from measles if they have had at least one dose of the MMR vaccine, were born before 1957, or who have evidence of immunity from a blood test.